mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The second hour of this December 31st, 04 edition, last broadcast of the year. Remember that clip I played off of local Kansas City NBC TV station yesterday of the family crying over their 35-year-old Army Specialist son who came back and died after DU exposure? They're coming on in the next segment. And then, of course, we have Dr. Doug Rocky, expert on DU, coming on. He was the Army's top expert on it. Right now, let's talk to, I guess Steve in Ohio's up next. Go ahead, Steve.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
One thing I need, we think we're going to need to do in the next year, we're going to have to do a show on sheeple psychology, because that lady caller that called previously, she says that no matter what she says to that old guy, he just gives you that old, I love my troops and I love my country type of stuff. So we need to do a show on that.
Yeah, you could say to him, our government is feeding our troops into a meat grinder and making hamburger patties out of them, and George Bush is eating the hamburger patties, he'd say, good, I support it. It's supporting the troops.
Yeah, and another,
I support my government.
You know what? I laugh at when you do that, because it sounds like you're making fun of those southern boys that wave those flags made in Taiwan and say, I support my troops. And I think that's really hilarious, Alex.
Well, I mean, I'm a Texan, and you call me a Southerner.
Yeah.
But I mean, I can do another voice if you'd like. It's just that's the kind of voice I hear around here.
Well, no,
I've heard plenty of Easterners, but I can't really do the voice. But
right.
Yeah, you're some kind of communist, Mac.
Yeah.
I love President Bush. Or however.
But also, I was going to say another thing. There's a guy named Lindsey Williams that he has been fighting the New World Order, too.
Yeah, I've had him on.
Yeah, well, anyways, to make a long story short, what he said one time was, and this is a good thing for you people listening out there, believe that these are the most romantic times to live in. This is an exciting time to live in, because we are seeing history and biblical prophecy, or whatever you want to call it, unfold right in front of our eyes.
No, we're at the crossroads. God
right
giving us a chance to stand up and be counted and do the right thing.
Yeah. So
I mean, look, could evil be any more obvious? Only people who've taken a great delusion.
Right.
Could not see what's going on.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's great that, and I would say one thing, make this year the year that you give to stations like RBN and GN, or GCN, give to these radio stations that promote people like you and Jack Blood and the others, because it's what we need to do is we need to, even if you have a pickup truck, put a big banner across there that says prisonplanet.com. That's a great way, and don't worry about what the government's
doing. No, I hear you. Listen, great hearing from you. Up next, Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead. You're on the air, Ron.
Yeah, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Did you get the tape I sent you, Secular Robertson?
Yes, I did.
And a little note with it?
The Patriot Act is of the Lord, and if you're against it, you're with the devil.
Read that note I sent you?
Yes.
Okay. I want to play this for you real quickly. I was on Pastor Butch last night. Now, the guest's name is Bob. I didn't tune in from the beginning, but you probably recognize his voice. I asked him this question. This was his answer. I'd like your opinion on what you think of what he said.
Ron Paul, not together. David here. Yeah, Pastor Butch, did you guys believe that there were any officers, generals, colonels in the armed forces that would be willing to preserve the Constitution, Bill of Rights, come
you know, unfortunately, sir,
God, country, and family.
Go ahead and fade him down. It's just incoherent, and that's the problem of playing clips on the air. I can barely hear it and understand it. And sometimes we let folks play clips on the air, but that just didn't turn out well enough. What are you getting at, caller? Is he there or is he still playing the clip? Okay, we'll have to put him on hold and go back to him later. We're going to go to break and come back and talk about depleted uranium and how serious it is. And you're going to want to stay tuned for this, because it shows the true nature of this government. I mean, even the people that serve them, the people that are the sword, that are the force of this system, they just, it's pathological. I mean, it's the nature of the globalist. Even when it's their own people, they could care less about them. And it's horrible. We've got to expose this to save others who haven't been exposed yet. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to play this little two-minute news piece from a local NBC station in Kansas City. Of course, we happen to have an affiliate, KCXL, doing a great job in Kansas City. But this is a problem that faces America, that faces Iraq, that faces Serbia, that faces Afghanistan. There are over 10 proving grounds in the United States where DU, depleted uranium, munitions are used. Depleted uranium is a byproduct of nuclear weapons production and of spent fuel rods from nuclear power plants. The heavy metal effect of it is deadly enough and will kill you or make you very ill. But the New York Daily News, about 8 months ago, did a test of 14 different soldiers who said they were ill and were losing weight, having these high fevers. Every one of them had high levels of radiation, upwards of 2 rems. 2 rems will kill most people in long-term exposure. And it's long-term exposure because it sits in the lungs and settles out in the bones. And do we have that news clip? John, did you say we had that clip? Okay, let's go ahead and play that clip, and then we'll go. I know it's hard for him to listen to again, but Dwayne Garten, father of Clay Garten, who spent 16 months in Iraq, but here's that little newscast clip, and our hearts and prayers just go out to him. There'll be a phone number at the end of how you can contribute to the family. I think it's a good idea. Go ahead and play it.
A soldier survives Iraq, but dies of a mysterious illness.
Do you have it, John?
The government is hiding. NBC Action News reporter Ron Mott is live with the story you'll see only on NBC Action News. Ron?
Elizabeth, it's a complaint heard all over the country that soldiers are being poisoned by their own ammo. They, of course, are made to kill the enemy, but as one Raytown family says, they've turned into unfriendly fire.
You know, they come out 5 minutes and said, he's gone. I mean,
for nearly a year and a half, Dwayne Garten worried that his son might return from Iraq in a body bag.
This is worse than if he'd have got killed over here, really.
Instead, decorated 35-year-old Army Sergeant Clay Garten spent an agonizing 3 weeks dying in his parents' Raytown home and at the VA hospital, eventually losing the fight the day after Christmas.
35 years, I had no boy. He went through 16 months of hell and he come back and they didn't do nothing for him. That's what I don't understand, why they couldn't do something for him.
This is Seth, and this is Mr. Gage.
A father of three, Clay Garten's family believes the Army medic is every bit a casualty of war as those who die on the front lines, after they say he became exposed to depleted uranium dust used in some U.S. ammunition. The government contends the health risks are low.
I think they know exactly what's going on. I think these troops over there are all in danger of this stuff.
The family says Garten lost 30 pounds before he died, starting with a debilitating back spasm earlier this month that was followed by a series of high fevers reaching 106 degrees.
It was hard to watch my son from such a big, strong, intelligent man to turn into a small person.
Meanwhile, a grieving father mourns his lost fishing and hunting buddy.
That's the only way I can remember him. I don't remember this. It's too painful. You're in my body right now. You know how hard it hurts.
A memorial fund has been set up in Clay Garten's name to benefit his three kids. For more information, call the Bank of America Raytown branch at 816-979-6292. And the family did have tissue samples taken from Clay Garten's body, hoping that they will lead to some concrete answers. Reporting live tonight, Ron Mott, NBC.
All right. Now, again, we really support the troops here. So we want the DU to stop being used, and we do support their family members. But you notice these neocons, they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to support these families. They don't even give treatment, and there is treatment, to these soldiers when they're sick. They just deny it even exists. We have interviewed many times. He's coming on in about 15 minutes. Dr. Dud Rocky, who literally wrote the book, the training manual, in the 80s on DU and is sick from it. Many of his team have died from it, from removing wreckage from the first Gulf War. So the world expert will be joining us, and the government knows full well what it does, and they don't care. I know it was hard for you to hear that again. Dwayne Garten, father of Army specialist, a medic, Clay Garten, who's gone home to be with the Lord. Dwayne, thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Because we've got to get word out. We've got to stop this. I know the administration don't really care. You can tell that by the way Rumsfeld does things. And the way he answered the truthful aware about it, the armament on the vehicles. My son was a helicopter paramedic. He flew 300 some odd missions over there in 16 months. He was called out one night, and they went, and there was an Army personnel carrier that had been hit with one of these bullets. And the corpsman that was in that unit was the one that was hit and tore his arm off. And my son went into inside the vehicle to stabilize him so they could transport him to the hospital.
Let me stop you. This was a friendly fire incident?
No, this was the enemy, but they had our weapon shell.
Yeah, it's been reported. Yeah, they've been shooting up the Abrams, too. They've got it, yes.
Yes. And he said they got him back to the hospital and had him there for a day, and then they shipped him to another place. And he died the day after that from his wounds to his arm and probably the uranium that got into his system so quick that way.
So your son was inside the vehicle that had been hit?
Yes, sir.
And again, it aerosolizes and turns into a fine microscopic powder.
Right. And, you know, when he came home, we met him at Fort Bragg. When he came off the plane, they held him over. He was supposed to get out in April of this year, and they kept him till October of this year. But they brought him home the last part of May or the first part of June. It's so confusing, I can't remember. But me and his mother drove from here to Fort Bragg to meet him. And he was just as healthy and nice. And then he had to do the rest of his duty there. And he had some time saved up. So he took his leave just before the 1st of October because he had 50 days left, and he stayed here with us because his home and his stuff was not ready for him. And the 2 days before, he had this massive spasm in his muscles and everything. His furniture arrived 2 days after that, and we moved everything into the house, but he was not capable of staying there because he couldn't take care of himself. And he's in December the 7th, he turned 35, and I had to give him showers because he couldn't take care of himself. And we took him to the hospital 7 times before they even admitted him. And we was up there every day.
That's the VA, sir?
Yes, sir, in Kansas City.
The famous Kansas City VA.
We call it the oversized morgue.
Yeah, where I don't mean to bring this up, but we have to do this to save other troops.
You better believe it, sir. If I could save one out of any of them by doing this, I'll do it in a minute.
I'm sure
main,
you know.
The main thing I was really concerned about is my 3 grandbabies. They're 4, 3, and 2. I got to have a father. And we had the memorial service last night for him, and they were there. And the littlest one, he's 2, he kept pointing and said, "Daddy, Daddy." You know, he don't understand. But, you know, to waste our,
oh my God,
to waste our men and women over there like this, just because some bureaucrat wants to get after somebody that threatened his father when he was in office, it's just not right. I mean, he's taken our defenses from here. He's taken all of our National Guard. That's what is supposed to be home security, home, you know. So what happens if they invade us with all of our troops everywhere else? And they're getting killed over there.
Well, let me just bring up that particular VA, because they didn't help your son, according to what you told me during the break when we first talked. Are you aware of the maggot deaths there in the hospital?
Of the what?
Were you aware that World War II and Korean War vets are strapped down in that VA and have died from maggots entering their brains?
Yes, sir. But my son said take him to the VA, so, you know.
Well, I know. No, I mean, that's I'm just saying.
Oh, I
know. This is,
I see what you're saying. Yes.
This is what they think of our veterans.
Right. They were supposed to have had a big shake-up here and everything and redone everything, and my son was in. And they put him in a intensive care unit where you had to put on a gown and a mask and everything to go in. And they didn't tell him that they'd had a fire in their electrical room and the button on the bed didn't work. And he kept pressing the button for the nurse to come in and help him. And he laid in there 15 minutes and then crapped all over himself before anybody came in. It was about 20 minutes after that. So, I mean, yeah, they don't care up there. It's sickening. And then after he passed away at 8:25, the day after Christmas, they came out and told us they was going to try CPR on him. And I said, you know, you've done lost him. Don't do anything. Just leave him go because he's gone. And I said, I'd appreciate it if you remove all the tubes and everything so me and my wife can come in and see him before you take him away. And they left us sit out there for an hour before they come out and got us to go in and see it. I had to go back there and ask him, was he ready? And the nurse said, oh, yeah, he's ready. And I said, why didn't you come tell us? You know, they're just so impersonal. And I wish to God I'd have took him out of there and put him in another hospital.
Well, again, we're going to talk about the memorial fund for the grandchildren when we get back, but Your son, during the break, you told me your son had told you that he believed it was the depleted uranium, and then we talked about a lot of other people have already died from this with the exact same symptoms.
Yes, with the high fever and the muscles, and then the 3 that we heard about that died, as soon as they intubated them, put the tube down their throat, they died, and that's exactly what happened to him. As soon as they put the tube down his throat to ventilate him, he died.
Unbelievable. And they know what DU does. They've known it since the 80s. And they still use it. And they don't care. And they're going to keep using it. And the people in Iraq are going to be dying for millions of years from it. It never goes away. Stay there, Dwayne. We'll be right back.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of...
I know it's hard.
Down, down, down.
For Mr. Garten, Dwayne Garten, father of Clay Garten, to be on with us. He's agreed to stay on with Dr. Rocky coming up in the next segment. We were talking again during the break, Dwayne, and you were talking about friends that you have, people who've come back who've lost 90 pounds. Tell us about that. You know, just the people that you know and that you've talked to of the troops coming back. I have family over there. They're all terrified of it. They said they've been told to keep their mouths shut. Almost all the big Iraqi bases were bombed with this. from the Warthogs and the F-18 Joint Strike Fighters and the Abrams and the Bradleys. And then our troops move into those bases, and the government is so confident that we won't be able to stand up against them, they just do it. Can you comment on the people you've talked to who have also been sick and dying from this, and then what you think should happen in Iraq, sir?
Yes, I'd be glad to. My daughter has a friend who, a friend of hers, was a mother and daughter that were over there. The daughter came back, and within, I think they said within 34 days, she lost 90 pounds. And they don't expect her to live either. So my son lost 30 pounds in 17 days in the hospital. So this has got to be something that they know. And I know even after they do this autopsy, they will not give me concrete evidence of what killed him.
Well,
and you know it as well as I do.
Well, I would advise you, sir, to take multiple blood samples, tissue samples, and send it to multiple labs.
It's a little late now. Yeah. We're going to bury him Monday. And they've already embalmed him, so, you know, it's a little late for some of the things, but they took all these tissue samples that you're talking about, and they were going to send them out and do an autopsy, and it told us be 6 weeks before we would know any of the results.
Or where are they? Who is they? Where are they sending it?
That KU Medical Center in Kansas City, Kansas, are the ones that took the tissue sample. They took the body from the VA hospital over to KU.
Did you independently get this group, or did they recommend them?
KU doctors run the VA hospital here.
Oh, let me just tell you. The New York Daily News earlier this year tested the blood of 14 troops. They all had DU in them and upwards of 2 rems of radiation. But we've caught the government in the past, I don't know about this group, falsifying stuff, so I would definitely look out.
Yeah. And you know, how long did it take them to come up with the Agent Orange was killing our troops, and the other one in the Desert Storm was killing our troops, and now we got another thing killing our troops, and they're not telling us, you know.
They admit chemical weapons exposure from blowing up Kamishia.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, my son was working. At one time, he was working in an air base there in Iraq, escorting 12 Iraqi workers to rebuild this hangar, and he said that they were cleaning it out, and there was canisters of everything in the storage rooms and everything. And nobody knows what was in them. And they were just carrying them out and, you know, getting rid of them. So, you know, he can be exposed to something there. But if it's a germ warfare, the way I understand germ warfare when I was in the service,
it'll happen pretty quick.
That's why would they want you to live 6 months? They want to get rid of you now because you're fighting them.
So. No, what happened to your son fits the MO that I learned of 8-9 years ago with DU.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what I think it was. Because he was healthy up until the 1st of December. I mean, he's been back since May, you know.
Well, sir, you own those tissue samples. I would demand this is my advice, because you should sue him over this. I would demand those samples back if this is a VA contracted group, and I'd have an independent lab do it like the New York Daily News did.
I think you're right. I think I'll do that.
I'd just show up there. I'd get a court order without him even knowing. Of course, they'll know right now we're on in Kansas City. And I'd get those samples back, sir.
Yeah, if they haven't already got rid of
them. I mean, I don't...
I know what you're saying, yeah.
I mean, I'm not impugning this group. I don't know. I'm just saying if they're VA involved with the past stuff we've seen.
Well, all their resident doctors resident at the VA hospital over there. And all their main staff is from KU.
Oh, boy.
So, I mean, they're connected very tightly with the government, and if the government tells them you keep your mouth shut, they're going to keep their mouth shut because they got a contract there, see?
Yeah, I would. It's sad we've all got to think like this, but we do. You were saying during the break you think we should pull everybody out of Iraq?
Definitely. The quicker the better. They've been fighting for 2,000 years there, and as soon as we pull out of there, even after this election that he's so great about, they'll come in there and take it back away from them. Just like Saddam Hussein did.
We got to
You
gotta
can't
break.
Stop that kind of stuff over there.
You're right. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we just played this clip about 15 minutes ago, but I'm going to play it one more time. Last time we're going to air this. This is the local NBC News piece. It's pretty fair. You'll never see something like this on the national news, though it has slipped out that DU is deadly. But we've now learned more details from Army Sergeant Clay Garten, who died after 16 months in Iraq. He came back and died. We're going to air this one more time, and at the end it has the phone number, the Bank of America, to give some donations to help the widower and the three grandchildren, because we really support the troops here. We're going to air this so Dr. Rocky is brought up to speed on this particular case. And then we're going to have Dr. Rocky and Dwayne Garten, the father of Army Specialist Clay Garten, on together. But one more time, here is this little NBC News piece.
A soldier survives Iraq but dies of a mysterious illness his family suspects the government is hiding. NBC Action News reporter Ron Mott is live with the story you'll see only on NBC Action News. Ron?
Elizabeth, it's a complaint heard all over the country that soldiers are being poisoned by their own ammo. They, of course, are made to kill the enemy, but as one Raytown family says, they've turned into unfriendly fire.
You know, they come out 5 minutes and said, he's gone. Somebody.
For nearly a year and a half, Dwayne Garten worried that his son might return from Iraq in a body bag.
This is worse than if he'd have got killed over, really?
Instead, decorated 35-year-old Army Sergeant Clay Garten spent an agonizing 3 weeks dying in his parents' Raytown home and at the VA hospital, eventually losing the fight the day after Christmas.
35 years, I had no boy. He went through 16 months of hell and he come back and they didn't do nothing for him. That's what I don't understand, why they couldn't do something for him.
This is Seth, and this is Mr. Gage.
A father of three, Clay Garten's family believes the Army medic is every bit a casualty of war as those who die on the front lines, after they say he became exposed to depleted uranium dust used in some U.S. ammunition. The government contends the health risks are low.
I think they know exactly what's going on. I think these troops over there are all in danger of this stuff.
The family says Garten lost 30 pounds before he died, starting with a debilitating back spasm earlier this month that was followed by a series of high fevers reaching 106 degrees.
It was hard to watch my son from such a big, strong, intelligent man to turn into a small person.
Meanwhile, a grieving father mourns his lost fishing and hunting buddy.
That's the only way I can remember him. I don't want to remember this. It's too painful. You're in my body right now. You know how hard it hurts.
A memorial fund has been set up in Clay Garten's name to benefit his three kids. For more information, call the Bank of America Raytown branch at 816-979-6292. And the family did have tissue samples taken from Clay Garten's body, hoping that they will lead to some concrete answers. Reporting live tonight, Ron Mott, NBC.
I talked to Dr. Rocky during the break. We're about to go to him and Mr. Garten. And he said, definitely get those samples back until it turns into something where they say, oh, false positive, and then you don't want to exhume or anything. Again, New York Daily News and others did blood tests on troops, found massive levels of radiation, upwards of 2 rems, the heavy metal effects, all of it. And understand, folks, I have copies of the Army manual that Dr. Rocky helped write. I've seen online hours of the 7-hour training video they're supposed to watch. This was to be a frontline weapon to fight the Soviet Union if they poured across Europe with their 6-to-1 superiority of armor. This was to be a frontline emergency weapon during a nuclear war to just go ahead and knock out their tanks. Instead, they've used it in the first Gulf War, second Gulf War, Serbia, from Kosovo to Belgrade, and of course in Afghanistan. This is nuclear war, and it doesn't go away for hundreds of millions of years, basically forever, as far as humanity is concerned. I mean, they may have salted the earth. The Romans used to salt the earth to punish people. Now they salt it with DU. And Dr. Rocky helped write the book on this stuff. He went over there to study it, helped remove damaged vehicles. In the first Gulf War, he's been very ill. A lot of his team has died. Just to fill you in on this. And why does Donald Rumsfeld and this government, Bill Clinton, all of them, they don't care? And to examine this psychology and to go over the facts with us is Dr. Rocky. Dr. Rocky, just in a nutshell, tell us your incredible bio and then what DU is and what the effects are, what the science is, what the Pentagon's own manuals show. And then I want to get into the psychology of why they're using it and don't care. And then we'll be talking in a minute or so here to Mr. Garten, the father of Clay Garten. Dr. Rocky, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you. And first, my condolences to the father and the family. You know, another warrior has fallen and is totally unnecessary and unacceptable. Well, my background in military goes back to 1967, Vietnam time, a few years over there in that area, and going through, coming back in as a combat medic, 3 years in the infantry, and moving on up through the ranks, starting out from the enlisted and going up through the officer ranks. So I've held all the ranks in different positions in the military. When Gulf War I started, my expertise and my team's expertise, and I'm just a member of the team, we were under senior colonels that, again, were the leaders of our team. Our expertise was nuclear, biological, chemical warfare, preventive medicine, hazardous materials, and then obviously with the completion of the ground war, we got tossed in the whole depleted uranium mess. In late February after ground war, February, March of 1991, General Schwarzkopf specifically assigned me, as he was ordered by the Pentagon, to go out and clean up the DU mess. And ever since, it's been a nightmare.
Highway of hell in other areas.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back, though, because before that, you actually worked at the laboratories. You studied DU, correct?
Well, no. I basically didn't know a whole lot about DU other than my background in physics and everything else. And at the time this all started, I was in high-energy physics at the University of Illinois.
When did you write the reports on DU?
Well, we wrote the reports on DU once we got up there and started cleaning up the mess and finding out the problems, and all of us started getting sick within 24 to 72 hours. We went up there and found people sick. We started getting sick, and our, you know, the first cancers on our team started within 9 months, the first cancer deaths within 2 years, and all the other health effects started showing up. The thing that's important about this, and this is one of the things that I've been yelling and screaming, and the rest of our team has been yelling and screaming at the top of our lungs, you need to understand, we're all medical senior scientists, Army professionals. We're Army leaders that became persona non grata when we spoke up about this stuff. What happened in Gulf War I and what we're seeing the same in Gulf War II is not only do we have all the uranium contamination, but we destroyed a nation and released all the toxic industrial chemicals that are used in agriculture, industry, medicine, and education. We sent the troops in there without the adequate training, without the adequate equipment. I mean, the United States General Accounting Office confirmed before the report that the gas masks and the mop suits ever issued the troops were defective and faulty. That's an absolute simple fact of life. The kids did not know how to use this stuff. They were not given the training that's mandated. And I think it's important to understand on the DU training that I put together, again, for the Army.
Yeah, let's go back over that. And then even previous to that, the Pentagon and the Lawrence Livermore Laboratories and others, they had admitted that DU was really bad, but they kept this quiet. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, we can go back as far as the reports that were compiled after we gave it to Israel to use it against the Egyptians in the Sinai in 73 and 74. That confirmed all the health effects and the environmental problems. The work that we put together coming back when I got what's called the infamous Groves Memorandum goes back to 1943, and we've talked to individuals that were present, were involved in writing this stuff, that uranium was going to cause all these health effects once it's inhaled, ingested, or get into the body. And when you combine the uranium contamination from the use of the weapons, plus all of the other contaminants from war, you've got an absolute toxic nightmare. And that's why, and according to the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, they're totally acknowledging that of all individuals served in the Persian Gulf, from, the say, August of 1990, and the latest reports I've got are, you know, May of this year, this last year, you know, well, yeah, we're still in 04, aren't we? We're looking at well over 260,000 for our sons and daughters. That's over 30% of the forces that have already been labeled disabled. We're seeing neurological problems. We're seeing respiratory problems. We're seeing cancers. We got malignant. We got non-malignant tumors. We have all the neurological symptoms. We have the whole host of all of this stuff that's put together.
And then earlier this year, the New York paper went and did blood tests, and wow, they had high levels of DU in them.
Well, absolutely, and that is members of the 442nd New York National Guard. You have to understand, these were the heroes of 9-1-1. These are the police and firemen that survived that tragedy on that day, were put on active duty and sent to war with defective equipment, with totally inadequate training, into a contaminated area where the leaders had not complied with the U.S. Army regulations. They had not complied with
orders. Now, there's no debate. They've tested their blood. They all had incredibly high levels. You have the radiation problem. You have the heavy metal problem, as we talked last time, Doctor. And the point I want to make here is we used a lot more DU this time than last time. Can you speak to that? Then I want to go to Mr. Garten.
Yeah, we're looking at the estimates. During Gulf War I, we probably used 375 tons. And I mean 375 tons of solid uranium, not 375 tons of munitions contained in everything, but 375 tons of comprised of solid uranium. And in this time, we're looking in Iraq and Gulf War II, or Operation Iraqi Freedom. The only freedom here is the freedom to get polluted and die. Probably over 1,000 tons. So we're looking at three times the amount. And the thing that's disturbing me most, the United States Army Surgeon General, General Ronald Peake, specifically ordered, and again, he's reiterating all the orders we go back to my original one right after the ground war in 91, to provide immediate radiobioassays, immediate medical care, where all individuals have been exposed. In the case of 442nd, the U.S. Army absolutely refused to comply with the existing orders, forcing the individuals at the New York Daily News to take it upon themselves, acquire the funding to set up the testing. So that order requiring medical care for all of our sons and daughters is absolutely not being complied with.
Okay, let me bring Mr. Garten on, father of Clay Garten, 36-year-old, who came back and died within a month once he got sick. And they basically didn't give him any treatment and kept denying that DU was involved. Now they took samples and gave it to the university medical system that they basically control. Mr. Garten, tell him about the sampling that took place so Dr. Rocky can try to give you some advice on that.
After his death, they wanted to do an autopsy, and I told them they weren't going to do a massive autopsy and cut my son up any worse and make him any worse than he was. And then they came back later and asked if they could do tissue samples without doing any, you know, big cutting of the body.
That way they can absolve, but go ahead.
Right. They can take little small tissue samples by drilling a little hole in the head and taking the samples and the lungs and the liver and the heart and all that stuff. And then they said that they were going to take these samples over to KU and send them out and get these tests done on them, and then that we would know in six weeks, you know, what the problem was.
And then again, tell folks the relationship between KU and the VA there.
Well, the VA, all the interns are members of KU Medical Center, and all the head doctors over there are from KU Medical Center that work there like once a week or something like that, or once a month. And it's all run by KU, the Veterans Hospital is, more or less. And they went and done a bone marrow tap on my son in the last week that he was there, and they came back. They said, no, he don't have no uranium poisoning. It all it shows is arthritis. But to me, I don't think they was telling us the truth.
Well, I mean, they said that these National Guard in New York didn't have it, and then, boom,
right.
New York Daily News did it, and they had massive levels. Dr. Rocky, what would you do about this?
Well, you got a mess. I mean, first off, sir, you know, my condolences to you and your family.
Thank you very much.
And, you know, warriors have been sent to war with defective equipment, inadequate training, and totally lack of medical support ever since I came in the military in 1967.
Well, I was in there in the 50s.
Okay, sir.
I was in the United States Navy.
Well, my father was also in the Navy.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so families come both ways.
Yeah.
First off, for the exposure of depleted uranium and these other toxins, with DU, they needed to do what's called a radiobioassay, and that's where they collect the urine and feces samples and do a nasal and pharyngeal swab to determine what the exposures are. That's supposed to happen within 24 to 72 hours of your exposure.
Well, they didn't get that done.
Well, obviously not. They're not going to comply. That is the written orders, but they are absolutely refusing to comply with that, not only for our own sons and daughters, but for also everybody else that's exposed, and that's Iraqi children, Afghan children, the Balkan children, and it goes all over the United States, whether it's Concord, Massachusetts.
Yeah, 10 different testing grounds, correct?
Yeah, a whole bunch of different places. It's an absolute disaster. And so and when they do the tissue samples, now they did a tissue sample biopsy on me, and I still got the scar on my arm, and I'm looking at it right now. Totally useless. Okay?
Yes.
I mean, they're blowing smoke.
I said, should I take him somewhere else? Should I take him to another hospital?
Oh, no.
You know, they said, you know, no matter where you take, they'll do the same test we are. They said, we've run every test culture that they of any disease in Iraq. Well, it ain't a disease.
Not a disease.
Huh?
It's not a disease.
That's right.
It's poisoning. What we're looking at is, and this is one of the things we've been arguing about for so long, war has become a toxic wasteland. We absolutely use uranium munitions, and they are an illegal weapon according to the United Nations. And when you look at the criteria, I mean, the common task training for the U.S. soldiers, and again, I wrote this, very simply requires full respiratory and skin protection immediately upon exposure. It requires immediate medical care.
Yeah, that's the book you wrote. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, there's a whole bunch of stuff. Let me finish. And then it also states very specifically that the uranium contaminations can make food and water unusable. So we've got all of this stuff. Now, what happened, and I understand your son was a medic, sir?
Yes, he was
combat medic.
Helicopter corpsman.
He was inside an armored vehicle that had been hit by DU shells.
friendly fire.
Well, no, it was enemy fire, but they had
climbed all over it.
He went inside of it to take care of the gentleman that got his arm blew off by
it. I'm sure you know, Dr. Rocky, that the Iraqis have got DU. They've been shooting the Abrams up with it,
first off, the Iraqis have never had DU. The United States and Great Britain and Australia and Canada are the only ones that have it.
But it's been reported that someone's shooting through the Abrams with
DU. Well, absolutely. We are.
Well, they shot through this armored personnel carrier.
Friendly fire.
It wasn't friendly fire.
He believes, his son believed, correct,
yes.
Mr. Garten, that they had captured weapons?
From what he said, that the attack on this column, and when they shot the shell through there, was from Iraqis.
Now, the only thing that is going to happen is the U.S. has been shooting up everything and everything that moves, whether it's building, it's a water treatment facility,
yeah,
whether it's food storage or it's our own. I mean, we have an Abrams tank that was lost in August 28th, you know, over a year ago.
Yeah.
That was all friendly fire from 50 cal.
Yes.
So what we have is the U.S. shooting everything that moves with uranium munitions. As a consequence, the medics have to go and provide care or take care of the people that come out. And they're not having adequate respiratory skin protection. And once they're exposed, they're not providing them the immediate medical care or the testing that are needed to confirm this.
All right, stay there, Dr. Rocky and Mr. Garten. We'll talk about this when we get back. It's very, very important. Mass poisoning with DU.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of 4 AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of 4 small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Bottom line, they know DU is deadly, both as a heavy metal and with radiation. And 1,000 tons, 3 times what was used in the first Gulf War. They use masses of it in Serbia as well and Afghanistan. Doesn't go away for hundreds of millions of years. That's just the half-life. Dr. Rocky's going to be with us into the next hour. We have had Mr. Garten on with us, and he's welcome to keep riding shotgun with us if he'd like to. I want to give out the number for the Memorial Fund to help out Mr. Garten's children, Clay Garten, who died. But, Dr. Rocky, I wanted to bring this point up to you. They admit that most of the Republican Guard and Iraqi regular army bases got bombed with DU. Then our troops moved right into those bases, and at a few bases they brought in dump trucks with sand to dump it over the blast points. Does that protect our troops, dumping some sand on the DU?
Absolutely not. It's not compliant whatsoever with the existing regulations. U.S. Army regulation, I understand you've got a link to it on your website?
Yes, at Infowars.com.
Okay. Very specifically requires that the U.S. Army identify, isolate, secure, and clean up all of this contamination. I mean, it's not a question, it's not a debate, it's not a discussion. The order is signed by General Eric Shinseki, mandating this compliance. And again, they just simply refuse.
Let me add something else to this. The Abrams uses DU in its armor. I've also read that even when people use non-DU weapons against the Abrams, it puts off DU. Is that accurate?
No, not really. What you have is the Abrams tank does have DU components. If those things are penetrated or you have any problem, you'll have a portion. But the main problem is with the Abrams and everything and the Bradley, they have such an upload of DU munitions on board that if you get hit by friendly fire, which is what happened during Gulf War One, because the majority of the deaths and wounds were friendly fire from DU during Gulf War One, what you have is all the release of not only what was shot at it, but you have the release of what was on board. Now, in the Iraqi equipment, one thing that we verified as part of the captured equipment project, that thing is chock full of radioactive materials on its own. Okay, so you have those things released during a detonation that are inherent components of the Iraqi equipment or the Soviet equipment, whether the BMP, that's the armored personnel carrier that his son went in to, you know, treat the guy or, you know, any of the tanks or anything else. And so you have all this combination. The other thing that's important to understand is not only have uranium munitions and that you don't just have a pile of solid radioactive dust, but all the other contaminants that are all mixed together. And so what this is a synergistic toxic wasteland.
All right, let me give out the Mr. Garten, I appreciate you having the courage to come on the broadcast, and I'm so sorry about your son. But how do people contribute to help out your grandchildren?
They can make a donation to the Bank of America in the order of Clay W. Garten, and that's in Raytown, Missouri. And the address there is 10100E East 350 Highway, Raytown, Missouri, at 64138 zip. The phone number is area code 816-979-6294. And we appreciate anything that anybody can do, and we appreciate you giving us the opportunity to discuss our pain and misery and our feelings at what's been going on. And the gentleman that's on the air with you, I hope you have a good fight and we can all do this together and get this stuff stopped, because we should not be killing our own people. And, you know, we had a civil war here many hundred years ago, and we don't need it anymore.
So why do you – I want to just give you a few more minutes on the other side, and then we'll let you go, Mr. Garten. But I want to ask you and Mr. Rocky both when we get back why the establishment doesn't care about the troops, you know, the psychology of this, because they know. So just do a few more minutes with us, Mr. Garten, and we'll let you go, and we'll continue then with Dr. Rocky, get into more detail about DU and how to stop this. We're going to break for 70 seconds, come back with the third hour, finish up with Mr. Garten, and then continue with Mr. Rocky, and take your calls, InfoWars.com.